Good morning. As always, my name is Oluwaseun, ambassador from Nigeria. Quickly, I want to say something about original thinking. Original thinking. What's original thinking? You see, this morning on my social media handles, I made a post. I said that nowadays, the number one thief of original thinking is the smartphone. Number two is a TV. Number three, books and paper notepads. I know a lot of people might be wondering, how did I come about this? I'll tell you that in a bit. But first, I'd like to give you a little bit of my definition of original thinking. What's original thinking? It is the ability a person has with which he or she does not just react to situations and events as they happen, but majorly the ability to be proactive. It's the understanding of how authentic an enthusiast can be, where we realize that our proactive thoughts help to define our world. And until we come to this level of original thinking, we will at best remain reactionary robots of our society. How did I really come about this? You see, yesterday I used my phone late into the night, and there wasn't power. There wasn't public electric power supply. You know, power supply had been interrupted. But you know, I'd already charged my phone on the previous night when there was electric power supply. But I normally walk into, late into the night, and I walked late into the night, and my phone got to about 10% before I went to bed, and by 9 a.m. the phone was off. So I went to my office, to charge the phone. I left it there, and then I went for a summit. So I didn't go with any electronic device to the summit, and I was there for about, I was there for like 4 hours. All I did was to just, it was a student summit, a summit organized in a student environment, and it was a business and entrepreneurial summit and all. And I was there listening. One of the things I noticed, the moment I sat down, was that my intelligence spectrum, as it were, the focal lens, or from within the core of my personal intelligence, from within the core of my intelligence, whatever it is that you want to call it, I realized that there was more or less like an awakening. It was obvious to me that my intelligence was awakened, simply because I didn't have a mobile device to shut it down. If I'd had a phone with me, I probably would just go to where the notepad is, and then I open it up to start typing whatever the speakers, wanted to say. But this time around, my intelligence, my core intelligence, was awakened. I noticed it. And the way I grabbed information that came to me, it was phenomenal, I tell you. And that was how that thought came. And I began to think about some things. I began to think about how that, the smartphone truly is a thief or an obstacle to the cultivation of personal intelligence. How that it helps to create a dull ache to our intelligence if we are not careful. Technology is not supposed to be, an enemy of mankind. It's not supposed to be an evil thing under the sun. If we truly understand how to deploy them. For some, they have become complete puppets of technology. Technology is an ingenious invention of man, but for the vast majority, they have condition themselves to become puppets of these technologies. And more with the advancement of technology, less and less the advancement of the cultivation of people's personal intelligence. It's not supposed to be. So that's exactly why I made this podcast, and I hope that you get to understand why I made that statement and be able to make some adjustments. Thank you for listening.